Gadol story of the week. So in this week's parsha, we learn about the mitzvah of tzedakah. It says in the Torah that when your brother is impoverished, you got to strengthen him, raise him up. So it's told about Rav Lichtenstein, whose yard site was not long ago, that at his funeral, a lot of us were there, there were many, many beggars who were there. There were many people crying. So what's the story? Rav Lichtenstein used to go out of his way, he used to always give tzedakah. Anyone who came to his door would always give tzedakah with a smile. He would give them dignity, he would give them respect, he would give them time. Not only that, when he would pass a beggar on the street, he would often get into an argument, a conversation with them, trying to convince them that, you know, if they're from, that the way of the Torah is to work and try to help them out, try to get them jobs. Sometimes they had no idea that he was one of the Gdolei HaDor. So they would, you know, argue back and forth, and it would have this long-standing argument between Rav Lichtenstein and all these beggars. But Rav Lichtenstein didn't just, like, you know, move on every time he saw a beggar. He really cared about every Jew, and he really tried to help them out. Not only every Jew, it's also told that at his funeral there were a lot of Arab workers who were also crying hysterically. So what's the story? Rav Lichtenstein, on Rosh Hashanah, when everyone else was going to the mikvah, or, I don't know, doing all sorts of other good deeds, the Lichtenstein would make sure to go over to every Arab worker who was in the Gush, and he would wish them a Chasima Tova, a new year, and he would make sure to show respect and love to every person made in the Tzel Melokim. You should have a week full of tzedakah and truly treating every person we meet with love and respect. Breakfast for everyone. Everyone's invited to the back room.